This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lee.
All right, back at you there, Tara.
Yeah, I left everybody in the family chocolates before I walked out the door with specific instructions to finish all of it before I get home.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Because I will eat it if it is in my house.
Yeah, I got you there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I left everybody chocolate. My husband listened to my request. Whatever you get me, it can't have calories. So I got a big bunch of pink roses this morning when I came down. He left them out. So that's good. No calories there. But I guess if I ate them, there would be some calories. That,
you know, I don't think that's on the PhD weight loss list there. But there probably is some amount of calories there.
Rose salad. Need a lot of salad dressing on that. Okay.
Yes.
Did you get to misses some Valentine's Day?
Oh, absolutely,
stuff?
Yes.
Do you leave it before you?
Yes.
Okay, you do. Yeah. You don't wait till you get home and give it to her then.
Well, I'll bring something else. I'll probably stop by and get some flowers on the way home. So
yeah,
there'll be something else there. That's my usual modus operandi there.
Oh well, good for you. Well, happy Valentine's Day to you and everybody out there. Okay, so all of this that we're reporting today just gives me great joy. Everything that's going on with the mainstream media. They may be slowing Trump down with these court cases, but we're still winning. And you can see that when the state-funded media, like the New York Times, can't lie anymore. Okay. In different times, say a couple of years ago, this would have gone very differently. The big lie that the New York Times is telling right now is in this headline, "At Oval Office, Musk makes broad claims of federal fraud without proof."
Yeah.
And they do a whole article without proof that Musk has no proof. Okay. But, and if you're a liberal and that's where you get your news, you think this is real. Okay. If you bop on over to the Wall Street Journal, though, you'll see the headline, $1 trillion fraud. A rare bipartisan consensus in Washington acknowledges that the amount of the theft is massive. Okay. In order to prove, because there's actual proof in this, they say, and this is really interesting, that Elon Musk is actually not the first person to know about this fraud. Now, this is going to go down a rabbit hole that is actually kind of telling. They link to this GAO.gov report. That's the General Accountability Office of the Federal Government, .gov.
Yeah.
Okay. 2018 to 2022. Data show federal government loses an estimated $233 billion to $521 billion annually to fraud. Okay. And they have that. I'm going to bore you with the reports, but they have them all right there. So the Wall Street Journal links to this and says, actually, Elon Musk is the second person to find this. He's just finding specific examples. Now, this GAO report was widely referenced at these hearings yesterday. But the New York Times pretends not to know that.
Right,
they put their hands over their ears and go, da-da-da-da, like your kid does when they're three and they don't want to hear you. So I have the GAO report. I'll be happy to send any links to any liberals who read the New York Times and think it's real. The government funds that. That's not real news. So here's, but here's the funny part about this, how it went down. So they triumphantly say there's no evidence. It's all lies. We'll pretend that the GAO didn't find the same thing. And they get fact-checked on X by Community Notes. So Community Notes, if you don't know what Community Notes is, it's actually awesome. And you know what's so funny? The New York Times used to have multi-million dollar contracts for fact-checking on X. Did you know that? They did fact-check X, and no, yeah, great. They don't have them anymore. Yeah. And what they basically would do would be erase the truth with lies and, you know, then send you to Facebook prison, whatever. They can't do that anymore. They're getting fact-checked on their own account, and it's glorious. And it's not Elon Musk doing it. That's not how Community Notes works. It's crowdsourced. So people put the truth with their links, and then basically crowds push it up as, you know, basically voting for or against it. Yes, it's true. No, it's not. It's not a perfect system. I've seen a couple Community Notes where I'm like, well, okay, yeah, but you're leaving some context out there too that makes it all very kind of murky. But it's much better than the mainstream media fact checkers just flat lying, which they used to do. Well, these media outlets keep getting fact-checked, and it's glorious. They'll say, like, there's no evidence, and then Community Notes is like, boom, here's the GAO reports. Yes, yeah. There is. And it's almost exactly the same numbers Elon Musk has come out with this week.
Mm-hmm.
They can't lie, and they can't move, and that means their narrative can't take off. You know how they'd tell a big lie, and it would go for weeks? They can't move it. They just get, bam, chop-locked.
Sometimes it would go on for years and there'd be a congressional investigation.
Based on total lies. So that happened yesterday. They're getting basically exactly nowhere with their lies now, which must be incredibly frustrating to them. They don't know what to do. But, I want to make this point. It's amazing 3.5 weeks into this that we have these bombshells from Doge. And by the way, if you're keeping count, we're up to $700 billion in fraud. Not just, you know, that doesn't even count the questionable expenditures, like giving Al-Qaeda in Syria $9 million or giving Hamas, a designated terror group of the United States of America, $2 billion since October 7th. Okay, we're not even talking about that. That's not even counted as fraud. That's just an outrage. It's probably illegal, but it's not fraud, right? We're not even talking about any of that stuff. We're just talking about outright fraud. $700 billion is what he is up to now. Well, here's the thing. Everybody's acting like, wow, this is like, wow, this is shocking. This is a big reveal. We never knew. But the thing is, Lee, we did. Yeah. We did know. And that's what the Wall Street Journal is saying. How on earth were we sending out $500 billion in fraudulent payments every year? And we've known that in these reports since 2018. That report covered 2018 through 2022. Almost exactly the same numbers Musk is coming up with. Musk's are bigger by about $200 billion for now. And if we did know, and if the GAO report says that, and it does, it's right there in the headline. I just read it to you. Why did Congress do nothing? I mean, headline, 28 to fraud risk management, 2018 to 2022, data show federal government loses an estimated $233 billion to $521 billion annually to fraud.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if we knew, why did no one take action? Where were the hearings on that?
Well, two words, continuing resolution.
Yeah. And that's how it happens. Nobody reads it. And when you look at the, like, just the grinding stupidity of it, okay, not included in that estimate. Here's the crazy part. And I can't get over this. I can't wait to get to the bottom of this once we get past the judges obfuscating and stuff, is this $520 billion roughly that is being sent out the door every year by Congress. It's not even fraudsters do it. Well, it is inside these agencies. And these are, again, expired programs. There's no authorization for them. Some of them are 40 years old. What do they even do? Well, when your program expires and the money keeps going to these accounts, and think about a 40-year-old program, a 30-year-old program, and the people who originally got it funded and worked there are probably dead. I mean, who's cashing these checks?
Yeah.
Where does it go? And the answer is we don't know, because guess what? When the program doesn't officially exist because it is no longer authorized by Congress because it's expired, there is no oversight, Lee, none. No reports, no GAO reports, no accounting, no audits. Nobody even knows who runs the thing. It goes to accounts. It gets transferred out. Where's it going? Who has control of it? That's $500 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fraud. That's congressionally authorized. Now, think about this. We've doubled our deficit in 5 years, okay? Think about it. Federal spending has increased by 75% since 2019. Let that sink in. I did a podcast on that the other day. That's why we're broke. It's why you can't afford groceries all of a sudden. So inflation, we're printing it, okay? So we went from $1 trillion a year deficit, which we borrowed or printed, to a $2 trillion a year deficit. We basically doubled it. Well, shoot, that means like half of that is fraud and unauthorized programs that have expired. No oversight. Money goes into a black hole. We still don't know where it goes. We know the accounts. We can see the transfers. That's half the deficit. Half. And we're not even counting $3.4 billion for the Taliban, $2 billion for Hamas, $9 million for Al-Qaeda, all of that USAID fraud that, I mean, it's not fraud. I mean, it's not, nobody's stealing it. But, I mean, if you're sending it to terror groups and LGBTQ groups, it's waste. I didn't even count any of that. I mean, look at this over here. Health and Human Services, okay? Their jobs, pretty obvious. Health and Human Services, did you see this? $22 billion for illegal immigrants?
Yes.
Do you know what they were paying for? Oh, this is incredible. Dollar for dollar matching savings plans for cars, homes, colleges, and business startups for illegals. So if you had a down payment for houses, $10,000, you had five, government give you the other five. Here, have it, cash. In addition to that, $15,000 in business startup loans, $15,000 loans on average apiece, $1,500 cash for credit repair. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
you can't get it unless you're an illegal immigrant. Free emergency housing support. That's where, okay, you're not ready to buy a house yet. We'll pay your rent. You can apply for that. I can't afford my rent. I'm an illegal immigrant. Free Medicaid, free health care, free legal help. The only thing not in there is food.
Well, I'm sure there's another program that's got that taken care of.
Yeah, no, look, I've been saying this. These programs to prop up these illegals are stashed all throughout the federal government. The good news is we found it. So you talk about stuff like that, that's not fraud. It is illegal because you're aiding and abetting someone and breaking the law, but it's not necessarily fraud because nobody stole it, right? Well, shoot, once we start cutting that stuff, do we even need to have a deficit? Should we even have added to the national debt? Do we not have enough money the whole time to pay these bills? I think we did. Do we need to have 20% inflation, 29% food inflation over the last 9 years? I don't think we did. I don't think we needed it. We're broke, not broke, is the funny part that we're learning. So folks, look, let it make you mad for 5 seconds, but no, this is the beginning of the end. We've found it all. And the American people are about to get a wide-eyed look at what the Democrat Party actually is and what our federal government actually is.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.